Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 1, we were taught that so-called Christians who do not take a stand against the sin promoted by government and the schools are part of the problem. Follow along today as we continue with that thought. We might be able to delay the certain doom instead of saying remove. You have an election coming up right now, and you won't have the presidential election by the time you hear this, but you will pretty well know who the candidates are going to be. I don't pray, God, help this guy to win or help that one to win. I pray, Lord, don't give us what we deserve. Give us which will help us the best to turn to righteousness. That's what we need. That's what we need. This world is on the fast track to hell, and our country is in trouble. And my friend, your kids are going to go to school and hear the most graphic sexual things stated, and to encourage homosexual marriage and make the people that stand on God's word to be bigots and everything else, and you don't homeschool or you won't Christian school your kids, or if you won't do anything about it, and you'll vote for those people that are for abortion, that are for homosexual marriage, because they're in your party, you are part of that wicked problem. And you are, as Manasseh, helping to bring God's judgment on this land. You're going to say, it's all right to dance. It's all right to watch that filth on television. It's all right to go to that movie. It's all right to social drink. You are the one that's going to bring the judgment of God upon this country, because judgment begins at the house of God, and you're supposed to be representing him in a holy manner. Now you say, Pastor, that sounds unloving. Well, it sounds unloving because the world has a different definition of love, and you've drunk the Kool-Aid of their definition. My love is that I'm trying to warn you. I love God, and I know this affects his heart, and because I love God, I love you. And you need to repent. And my friend, if you're not sure if you died today, that heaven's your home. The judgment in Joel is on the people of God. But I want you to think on this verse in that regard. Now, God's talking about judging his people. Okay? But you're not his people. You're not saved. You don't know if you died today, heaven's your home. So listen to this verse in 1 Peter 4, 17 and 18. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? The gospel of God is that Jesus Christ, you know, the word gospel means good news. And the gospel, the good news is that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding his blood, because he was God come in the flesh. He had no sin himself. He was tempted in all points like as we are, without sin. But he came to this earth and paid the penalty for our sin. When he was on the cross, God the Father poured out almighty wrath upon his human spirit. On him, the bodily sufferings of Christ inflicted by those at the cross were terrible. There's hanging there a bloody mess. I mean, the Roman cat of nine tails with 39 lashes, it could have brought up to as many as 351 lacerations on his body. And so with at least 200 lacerations on his body, that body's a bleeding mess. A crown of thorns on his head, face beaten about with a reed, spat in his face, beard yanked. Isaiah says his visage is so marred, they just could not look at it. So terrible. That's why Mary had a hard time till he spoke to her, thinking that was Jesus in the garden after his resurrection. Mary Magdalene said, "Sir, if you've taken him somewhere, let me know." And she remembers what it was just 3 days earlier. Now, my friend, as bad as that suffering was, it wasn't near the suffering that Christ had when the Father poured out his wrath upon his spirit. Why? Because when my sin and your sin, all sin for all time was placed upon him, the Bible says in Isaiah 53:11 that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. God's attitude about sin did not change when it was his only begotten son. And if it would not change when it was his only begotten son, why do you think that it would change when it comes to you? My friend, he paid your penalty in full. He did that because he loves you. You say, "God, away my good against my bad, or I'm doing the best I can." Well, the Bible says, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." There are those that will tell you that there are many roads to heaven, but that's a big fat lie. Jesus says, "I'm the way." He says, "Neither is there any name given among men under heaven whereby you must be saved." My friend, Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. He died for your sin. He paid your penalty in full. But the good news is this, is that if you come to him, he'll in no wise cast you out. He will receive you. But believing that he died for you and paid your penalty, Acts 20:21 says, the first part of that says that's faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ, that his payment, his blood payment, his life payment is acceptable before Almighty God's judgment seat because he paid it in full for you. But the second part is repentance towards God. Isn't it interesting the Bible uses marriage as a picture of salvation? A man can love a woman and promise to give his life for her and do everything he can for her, perhaps more than she could ever hope to have. Yet, they have a marriage ceremony and he says, "I do." And then when it's her turn, she realizes, "Wait a minute now. I'm repenting." In other words, I'm turning from all these guys that want me to just this one person. I don't know that I want him. I don't know that I want this commitment to come in and say, he's going to be my head. He's going to be in charge of me. He's going to be the one that is over me. And he wants me to submit myself to him. No. Now, if he wants to give me things, I'll take everything he wants to give, but I'm not going to give myself to him. Well, that marriage is null and void right there. It's not a marriage. But she's got to say, "I do" as well. You see, that's what happens when we turn to Christ. You're turning to him, turning from yourself, turning from all your works and things that you are depending on to get you to heaven, and you're turning and trusting him alone. You're saying, "I am a sinner that deserves to go to hell." You know, the Bible speaks in Galatians chapter 5, verse 11, of the offense of the cross. The offense of the cross? Oh, yeah. You see, the offense of the cross says you can't earn it. You don't do anything that'll get you into heaven. Your work. Oh, no. Matthew 7:22, Jesus said, "Many in that day will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Thy name have cast out
devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, my friend, those people thought they ought to be in heaven because they preached in his name. They think they ought to be in heaven because they cast out devils and that did many wonderful works. You know, Jesus in that passage did not say that's not true, they didn't do those things. No. But you see, he said in the verse that preceded that, verse 21, said, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter to the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And what is that will? Well, 2 Peter 3:9, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Or 1 Timothy 2 and verse 3 and 4, he would have all men to be saved to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's his will, that's his desire, but he gives you the free will to accept or reject. I mean, he's Lord if you receive him? Oh, yeah, it means he's in charge, he's head. But you know, on the other hand, he's a good Lord, and your life be a trillion times better for all eternity than it would be without him. And let me just say this. As a pastor, I've visited homes where the couples are living together and they're not married. And I've offered, even when they've had children, to buy a marriage license so they could get married. And you know what? They refused it. Why did they refuse it? They didn't want to make that commitment. Most times it was just one person that refused. They didn't want to make that commitment. Wouldn't be able to walk out anytime they wanted to. What it comes down to. Got too tough, I'm gone. Well, that was not real love. That's only lust of the flesh that brought that man and woman together. Not love. You see, marriage is a picture of the relationship we have with Jesus Christ. When you're receiving Christ, you're entering that relationship just as with strong a commitment as a marriage. And if you think it's just an easy believism, okay, I'll say this. Look, in fun, I had a teenage boy and girl that we did a marriage ceremony, and they didn't have a license, and they weren't getting married. We was just doing it as an illustration. But I said everything that I would say in a real ceremony. But once over, they weren't married. A lot of you come to and say, I want Jesus to be my Savior, but there's no commitment, there's no coming to him. I'm not talking about any work you do. There's those that teach it. Well, if you messed up, evidently you didn't really mean it. No, David was seeking the joy of his salvation, not a new salvation. You must be born again, not you must be born again and again and again and again. You're saved, but once you're saved, you're his, and he chastens his own. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.